Hello everyone, I'm Sean Crawford, a radio broadcasting student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, here with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio KIOS FM and KIOS.org. This week we will be reviewing one of the most known Christian rock bands today, Skillet. Skillet was originally put together by John Cooper, Ken Schwartz, and Trey McClurkin, who all came from different bands. John Cooper says that each person had different sounds, so when they were put together it was like throwing ingredients into a frying pan. So then Skillet was born. These guys were originally signed under Forefront and Ardent Records. On their first album from 1996, they had four songs from that album released as singles. Gasoline was a single from that album. Here's a clip of that song. As they were recording their third album in 1999, set for release in 2000, the lead vocalist and bass player, John Cooper, had his wife Corey join the band as their keyboardist, rhythm guitar player, and backup vocals. After they released their third studio album in February of 2000, they released their first live concert album, recorded in April of 2000, and released in September of that year. In 2001, Skillet added a new guitarist by the name of Ben Kazica and a new drummer by the name of Lori Peters to the band. In 2003, they released an album named Collide that sold over 200,000 records in the U.S., but it was not their breakthrough album. In 2006, Skillet was signed to Atlantic Records, and later that year they released the album Comatose, which is certified gold with over 500,000 records sold, as well as eight singles released from that album. One of those singles was Whispers in the Dark, which reached 34 on the U.S. mainstream list. Here's a clip of that song. No! In 2008, Lori Peters left the band and was replaced by a young woman from England by the name of Jen Ledger. Later that year, they recorded another live album called Comatose Comes Alive that consisted of the songs mainly from Collide and Comatose, as well as a few other songs. In 2009, they recorded and released Awake, which is their most sold record to date, certified gold with over 840,000 record sales. With currently seven singles released from that album, Awake is a very popular album in the U.S. The single Awake and Alive charted number two on the U.S. mainstream radio list. Here is a clip of that song from their iTunes release. I'm at war with the world and they try to pull me into the dark. I struggle to find my faith as I'm slipping from your arms. Since Awake, the band has been touring with other well-known groups, such as Creed, Daughtry, Toby Mac, and many others. With all the time on the road, Skillet members still find time to have fun and make video podcasts to keep their fans informed on how they are doing. In April of 2011, Ben Kazica left the band after 10 years. A man named Seth Morrison took Ben's place as the lead guitarist. Skillet is currently touring and recording their next album, set for release in late 2012. For more information on the band, you may log on to their official website, www.skillet.com. This has been Sean Crawford for this week's review on KIOS FM and KIOS.org. Thank you for listening and have a good one.